just a stranger in your town. When I asked who could change my new $100 bill, it was then you dear people gathered round.
Shake the hand of a man who's a stranger. Shake the hand of a man from out of town. Shake his hand, make him welcome, shake his hand when he lays his money down.
It's been cold and so lonely, all alone with a heart filled with pain. How I yearn just to hear some pretty music. Won't you stand and repeat that song again?
Shake the hand of a man who's a stranger.
Thank you, ma'am.
Shake the hand of a man from out of town.
Bless you, bless you. I must leave thee to go back to my shack in the hill, where I work day and night making money. I take pride in my $100 bill.
Shake the hand of a man who's a stranger.
That's it.
Shake the hand of a man from out of town.
Goodbye, you all.
Shake his hand, make him welcome, make him welcome. Shake his hand when he lays his money down. Shake his hand when he lays his money down.
A bunch of the boys were hooping it up in the Malamute Saloon. The kid that handled the music box was hitting a jag-time tune. Back of the bar, in a solo game, sat Dangerous Dan McGrew. And watching his luck was his light of love, the lady that's known as Lou. When out of the night, which was 50 below, and into the din and the glare, there stumbled a miner fresh from the creeks, dog dirty and loaded for bear. He looked like a man with a foot in the grave and scarcely the strength of a louse. Yet he tilted a poke of dust on the bar and he called for drinks for the house. There was none could place that stranger's face, though we searched ourselves for a clue. But we drank to his health, and the last to drink was Dangerous Dan McGrew. There are men that somehow just grip your eyes and hold them hard like a spell. And such was he. And he looked to me like a man who'd lived in hell. With a face most hair and the dreary stare of a dog whose day is done, as he watered the green stuff in his glass and the drops fell one by one, I got to figuring who he was and wondering what he'd do. And I turned my head, and there, watching him, was the lady that's known as Lou. His eyes went rubbing round the room, and he seemed in a kind of a daze, till at last that old piano fell in the way of his wondering gaze. The ragtime kid was having a drink. There was no one else on the stool, so the stranger stumbled across the room and flopped down there like a fool. In a buckskin shirt that was glazed with dirt, he sat and I saw him sway. Then he clutched the keys with his taloned hands. Oh, how that man could play. Were you ever out in the grade alone when the moon was awful clear, and the icy mountains hemmed you in with a silence you could most hear, with only the howl of a timber wolf as you camped out there in the cold? A half-dead thing in a stark, dead world, clean mad for the muck called gold? While high overhead, green, yellow, and red, the north light swept in bars? Then you have a hunch what the music meant. Hunger and night and stars. And hunger, not of the belly kind that's banished with bacon and beans, but the gnawing hunger of lonely men for a home and all that it means. For a fireside far from the cares that are. Four walls and a roof above. But oh, so crammed full of cozy joy and crowned with a woman's love. A woman dearer than all the world and true as heaven is true. How ghastly she looked through her rouge, the lady that's known as Lou. Then on a sudden the music changed, so soft that you scarce could hear. But you felt that your life had been looted clean of all that it once held dear. That someone had stolen the woman you loved. That her love was a devil's lie. That your nerve was gone and the best for you was to crawl away and die. Twas the crowning cry of a heart's despair. And it thrilled you through and through.
I guess I'll make it a spread misery,
said Danger's Dan McGrew. The music almost died away. Then it burst like a pent-up flood. And it seemed to say, repay, repay. And my eyes went blind with blood. The thought came back of an ancient wrong and it stung like a frozen lash. And the lust awoke to kill, to kill. And then the music stopped with a crash. And the stranger turned. And his eyes, they burned in a most peculiar way. In a buckskin shirt that was glazed with dirt, he sat and I saw him sway. Then his lips went into kind of a grin. And when he spoke, his voice was calm. And,
boys,
says he, you don't know me. None of you give a darn. But I want to state, my words are straight. And I'll bet my poke they're true. That one of you is a hound of hell. And that one is Dan McGrew. Then I ducked my head as the lights went out and two guns blazed in the dark. And a woman screamed as the lights went up and two men lay stiff and stark. Pitched on his head and pumped full of lead was Danger's Dan McGrew. While the man from the creeks lay clutched to the breast of the lady that's known as Lou. These are the simple facts of the case, and I guess I ought to know. They say that stranger was crazed with hooch, and I'm not denying it so. I'm not so wise as the lawyer guys, but strictly between us two, the woman that kissed him and pinched his poke was the lady that's known as Lou. There's a cry from out the loneliness. Oh, listen, honey, listen. Do you hear it? Do you fear it? You're a-holding of me so? You're sobbing in your sleep, dear. And your lashes, how they glisten. Do you hear the little voices all begging me to go? All are begging me to leave you. Day and night they're pleading and praying. And on the north wind and on the west wind, from the peak and from the plain, night and day they never leave me. Do you know what they're saying? He was ours before you got him, and we want him back again. Yes, they're wanting me. They're haunting me, those awful lonely places. They're whining and they're whimpering as if each had a soul. And they're calling from the wilderness, the vast and godlike spaces, the dark and sullen solitudes that sentinel the pole. They miss my little campfire.
ever brightly, bravely gleaming in the womb of desolation where was never man before. And as a comrade, I sought them, lion-hearted, loving and dreaming. And they hailed me as a comrade, and they loved me evermore. And now they're all a-crying, and it's no use me denying the spell of them is on me, and I'm as helpless as a child. My heart is aching, aching, but I hear them sleeping and waking. It's the lure of the little voices. It's the mandate of the wild. I'm afraid to tell you, honey, I can't take no bitter leaving, but softly in the sleep time from your love I'll steal away. Oh, it's cruel, dearie, cruel. And God knows how I'm grieving. But his loneliness is calling. And he knows. I just must obey.
Pogalody Bill was a Texas man who roamed the northern pole. In cowboy boots and Stetson hat, he searched for the yellow gold. Alaska knew no wilder man when the land was young and raw than Pogalody Bill and his wolf breed team a-mushing up the draw. He'd cuss the snow, then cuss his luck, then cuss the northern lights. In a barroom brawl, he was feared by all, for oh, how he could fight. A preacher once explained to us why Bill was a different kind. Here to the last frontier, he left his soul behind.
He left his soul behind. He left his soul behind. When he came here to the last frontier, he left his soul behind.
Pogalody Bill had an awful thirst, but once he got his fill, enjoyment halls would empty fast for fear of a getting a kill. With hemlock fist, he'd beat his chest with a yell that'd curl your hair. He'd make sawdust and kindling wood of the bars and all the chairs. Till he'd tire out, we'd scurry about from one place to the next. When he'd leave town, we'd gather around to repair what Bill had wrecked. With muttering breath, we'd wish his death and pray for Father Time to rid us of that battering ram who left his soul behind.
He left his soul behind. He left his soul behind. When he came here to the last frontier, he left his soul behind.
Pogalody Bill was a leaving town, his wild team on the lope, and he drove them hard with his only whip, a long yellow rope. He rode his sleigh like a drunken king, spoiled in a rocking chair, when all at once in the trail he saw the devil standing there. His black coat shone with an eerie glow, his eyes were fiery bright. With a fiendish laugh he roared at Bill, "I've come for you tonight." With a shaky hand Bill coiled his rope, "I reckon it'd take my time. I ride alone, my soul is gone, I left it far behind."
He left his soul behind, he left his soul behind. When he came here to the last frontier, he left his soul behind.
Pogalody Bill, a Texas man, was deadly with a rope, and the devil howled as he felt that loop grow tight about his throat. "I'll brand and dehorn you," Bill yelled as he knocked old Satan down. Then he built a fire for his branding irons before heading back to town. We heard Bill yelling in the street, "Come see who I brought in." His torn and tattered clothes revealed Bill's torn and tattered skin. The devil fought me for my soul, but I whipped him fair and square. But what we saw tied to his sleigh was a branded grizzly bear.
He left his soul behind. He left his soul behind.